It's that time of the week where we speak to the former Leeds United chairman, Ken Bates, and he joins me on the line now. How are you, KB?
Very well, thank you. Sun's shining. Hope it is in Yorkshire.
It is indeed. It makes a change. We shall start off this week by talking about Huddersfield Town, promoted to the Premier League on Monday. And some fantastic celebrations over the last few days in the town.
You have to be generous and congratulate Huddersfield Town. It's a well-run club, and they've done very quietly and slowly. It's unfortunate it went to a penalty shootout. I always think that's unfortunate because what happens is the goalkeepers are under tremendous pressure, and the player that missed the last winning penalty kick would blame himself for the rest of it. It'll be hanging over him for the rest of his career, but I hope he gets over it, but he'll blame himself, even though it wasn't his fault really. It was the fault of the fact that the 11 Reading players over 120 minutes didn't deliver.
Indeed. Now, as you said, a well-run club under Dean Hoyle. He's done a good job over the last few years keeping the club going, and a nice success story for him as well, having put so much into the club.
Yes, they would be very pleased for him, and the city of Huddersfield as well, because as the Chamber of Commerce chap said, it's going to bring lots more money into Huddersfield with visitors. It's going to put it on the map, in high profile, but also do Yorkshire in general good, because once again, Yorkshire, unfortunately, is not Leeds, but Yorkshire will have a place at the top table, and hopefully, if the new owner gets it right, we will be joining them this time next year.
Yeah, fingers crossed Leeds can have a good season next year. Obviously, lots of change going on at the moment. They've just appointed a new director of football from Middlesbrough, and that's leading to plenty of speculation that Aitor Karanka is going to be the man to replace Gary Monk, of course, sacked by Middlesbrough last season after getting them up from the Championship. What would you make of that appointment?
Well, all I can say about Karanka is he got Middlesbrough relegated. So I'm a little surprised that he's... But also, apparently they've appointed Alter, director of football. I was never quite sure what director of football meant, actually. But he's been at... also been at Middlesbrough, part of a relegation squad. So I've never heard of him. So I can't really comment. Again, Karanka. I actually think that Leeds needs a British manager who knows the game and knows the league. The Championship is a rough old league, and Karanka might be good, but he knows nothing about the English Football League. He knows about the wrong end of the Premiership. So I'll be surprised if he is appointed, but... on the other hand, don't know enough to make a judgment. That's down to the new owner.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to judge, obviously.
I have to learn to pronounce your name properly. Radrizzani.
Yes, Mr. Radrizzani. Obviously, when Karanka was in the Championship with Middlesbrough, Steve Gibson, the chairman at Bury, he threw a lot of money at getting promotion. I suppose it's from that point of view, he's a little bit untested at a club that maybe aren't going to be spending the money and the wages that Bury did in the Championship.
Well, precisely, that's the whole point. Well, the resources, there's no doubt that you're right. Mr. Radrizzani is wealthy, probably wealthier than Steve Gibson. But Steve's been a middle-aged man all his life. The new owner has just come in from Singapore, and he's on a learning curve, and that takes time. I mean, it's lucky that he was a half owner from the new year. At least he had time to get some experience and learn. Being coached by Massimo Salino must have been an interesting experience. But now he's on his own and he has to make decisions. And we're now into June. He needs a manager as soon as he can, because the manager comes in. You've got to find out the workings of the club, all the backroom staff, this, that and the other, all sorts of things, getting other players. We've now called gone on holiday. it's a difficult time, and the manager will have need to, whoever he is, will need time to settle him. If he's a foreigner, more pressure on him. So, it'll be an interesting summer.
Yeah, the bookies have Karanka as odds-on's favourite now. The man second in the betting is your old friend Claudio Ranieri. How do you think he would fare if he was the man to be the new Leeds manager?
I'm not too sure why he would take it. He's been used to managing top clubs. And, again, his phone. He has no experience of the English Football League. And he won't come cheap. Leeds is a culture change from London, even Leicester. So it's just speculation. The bookies got to run a book so you can put a few bob and lose it. So we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully not too long.
One thing we do know now from the world of football is that Arsene Wenger is going to stay at Arsenal for another 2 years. Obviously, a lot of speculation regarding his future over the last few months, a lot of discontent among the fans. He won the FA Cup for a record time at the weekend. Do you think it's right that he stays on as manager, and can they win the Premier League again under him?
Well, it was a bit lucky, wasn't it, because Chelsea didn't turn up. I mean, Arsenal could have won by 4 or 5 goals. And that's the first time Arsenal's turned up for a long time. So maybe it was do or die on that day. I was there, actually, and it was, as I say, it was one-sided. But I've come to admire him. I first of all didn't neither like him nor respected him when he first took over. I once described him as the first blind manager in English football because he never saw anything that his players did wrong. But on the other hand, he never criticised the opposition. I actually called him Wenger when he first came, not Wenger. But the fact of the matter is, over the years, he slowly earned my respect. And I have a great deal of respect for him. And I'm glad that he's staying on. Though I suspect he's probably been a bit too loyal to some members of his players and staff. And his multi-millionaire owner, chairman, has told him the money's there. Get it sorted and get the league run, which will be good, because then more competition in the Premiership, which is good for English football, rather than be dominated by one or two clubs. That's a good sign. I wish him well. And now it's up to him if he wants to go out in the blaze of glory.